Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I don't care that they haven't won a World Series since 2009. They still are the New York Yankees. And they came off a World Series appearance for the first time since 2009, you know, last season, getting there, led by Juan Soto. And then they let Soto go. And everybody's talking about Plan B and how that's so much better. And I don't see it. I'm looking at this team. I do not think that this lineup, now you could talk about the defense fitting better. Sure, everybody understands that. Yeah, Bellinger's a better defensive player than Juan Soto. That's great. Moving Aaron Judge to right field, that's great. So certain pieces fit a little bit better. This team is not better than it was a year ago. And forget about Soto. It's the fact that the Yankees can go to the World Series a year ago and then get worse in the following season. And fans coping with the Plan B and all that stuff, that's a bunch of garbage. Here's why they're not better. Look at the lineup and look at it around Aaron Judge. If Aaron Judge does not perform like Babe Ruth, the Yankees don't score runs. Now, why is that the case? Okay, well, there are many reasons why. Trent Grisham, while I like Trent Grisham and think he's a solid center fielder, should not be leading off every day for the New York Yankees. Ben Rice, a nice young player with offensive potential, was on fire, cooled off. He's hitting number two in this big, bad New York Yankee lineup. And then Bellinger, the guy that they brought in to replace Juan Soto, when you showed you last night Ron Washington pitching around Aaron Judge, rightfully so. I mean, you'd be an idiot to pitch the Judge in both those two spots. Ron Washington, obviously not an idiot, walks Aaron Judge, and what happens? Everybody wants to get excited because they thought Bellinger hit a home run. Hey, it was a flyout. He's not Juan Soto. So even last year when the lineup wasn't deep, at least you had Soto and Aaron Judge there. But really the biggest culprits, and Giancarlo Stanton was back, but here's how you know about Stanton's limitations. Stanton's back, he gets a double, and has to be pinch run for because he can't run. He can't run. And now he's out of the game. So the next time that at bat comes up in the 11th inning, it's Dominguez from the right side, which is what you don't want. You see how limitations on certain players, like in this example, Giancarlo Stanton, can become a problem? Because you want a bat like Stanton in the lineup all the time, don't you? Yeah, it sounds great. Hey, Big G. Big G's back, went nuts in the postseason a year ago. You want him up. You want that presence in that lineup. What good is it if you've got a pinch run for him? Because he can't run. Let alone he can't field, which means you can't have Goldschmidt and Ben Rice and Giancarlo Stanton in there. But that's a different problem. The biggest culprits to me, and we can mention Jazz Chisholm, highly overrated, thinks he's Babe Ruth. Babe Jazz, we should call him from now on. He thinks he's Babe Ruth. God thinks he's Babe Ruth. They barely hitting 200. Put the bat on the ball. Good God. Good attitude. Awful stick. Awful. But the biggest culprits are the young guys. Volpe, Dominguez, Wells. The expectation, think about, see, this is what I don't get, why I'm saying we got to demand more from the New York Yankees. The expectation from those guys prior to their arrival in the big leagues was superstar. At the very least for Volpe and Dominguez. You want to say Wells wasn't supposed to be a superstar? Fine. But he was supposed to be a high-end offensive catcher. And you can give me the pace and the power numbers all you want. Austin Wells' presence at the plate has diminished from what it was last year when he was hitting cleanup for a certain period behind Aaron Judge. There was a part of last year where Wells' presence behind Judge was impactful. You were afraid to, or pitchers were afraid to throw to Wells. You were expecting Wells to do damage. That's not there this year. And he's been moved to the bottom of the order in accordance with that, or just moved to the bottom of the order from the beginning of the season. So, but that presence is not there from Wells. Volpe? Anthony Volpe was supposed to be one of the best young shortstops in the game. And yet, how come every time the Yanks lose a close game, it seems like Volpe is right and smack in the middle of it from the offensive point of view? Yeah, we know he's a good defensive shortstop. That's great. You could find defensive shortstops. Can you find some that hit? That was the key with Volpe. He's supposed to be a guy who could hit to all fields. Ideally, Volpe should project as a leadoff hitter or number two hitter at the least. I mean, that's what we were hoping to get him 3 years ago when he won the job in spring training. And has been here ever since. with pedestrian, if not flat out bad numbers. Not getting the job done doesn't give you quality at bats in big spots. Rolling over balls. Striking out way too often. There's been flashes of potential from Volpe. Maybe none bigger than last year's start to the season, where I, for one, thought he was going to take off and become the superstar that everybody expected him to be. He's not. He's not that. And then Dominguez, everybody said that he's the Martian, he's Mickey Mantle. Well, how's that been? And now it's, well, he's great from the left side. Okay, that's great. He's learning how to play left field. Yeah, he hasn't been a butcher out there. That's fine. You know, still making mistakes on the base paths. There are issues there with the next Mickey Mantle. I didn't say that. That's what everybody else was saying. Because when he came up, he hits 18 home runs in 3 days, and everybody's like, oh, this guy's going to be Mickey Mantle. And then the expectation, and even me, I fell in the trap. I thought Bellinger would be much, much better this year. Hitting in front of Judge, I thought ideally that would be the way to do it. But whatever, hitting behind Judge on occasion, it's been, you know, back and forth. But I thought Bellinger would benefit from Yankee Stadium and hitting with Aaron Judge in that lineup. That has not been the case. I thought Dominguez would have a more impactful season. That has not been the case. I thought Volpe would take another step up. That has not been the case. You can give me all the numbers you want. Watch the games. And Anthony Volpe has not been good enough. And that is why this Yankee lineup is nowhere near as good as it was a year ago with the presence of Juan Soto. This is not to be made about Juan Soto. It's about the Yankees and how it should not be acceptable that the Yankees got worse from where they were a year ago. This team is worse. Well, the lineup is worse. You want to say the pitching could be better? Okay, but you had Gerrit Cole last year, and now you have Max Fried to balance that out. You had Gerrit Cole, and you had Luis Gil. You know, even when Cole was out, the Yankee pitching was terrific. Stroman was pitching well. You know, Rodon's been a little bit better for the most part this year. You trust him? I don't. Yeah, Fried's lights out, but what good is Fried if you can't score any runs? I mean, think about how bad. And then we heard about the Yankees are better fundamentally. Oh, they're fundamentally sound this year. They play baseball the right way, on the base pads, defensively. They could play situational ball. Bull crap. I saw a lot of what I've been seeing for years with the Yankees last night. You want to go to the weekend? Sure, but let's look at last night. How is it possible that in the 9th, 10th, and 11th inning, you have a man and second base with nobody out? For those of you just joining us and are like, oh, well, what is that? What's the importance of having a man on second base? Well, that's called scoring position. When you have a runner in scoring position with nobody out, you should be able to muster up at least a run. And the Yankees had three opportunities with that. 9th inning, 10th inning, 11th inning. Over. That can't happen. You can't get down a bunt. DJ LeMahieu, I mean, why is he still on the team? Why is DJ LeMahieu still on this team? Somebody please, pretty please, I'm on my knees. Tell me, why is DJ LeMahieu still on this team? That's good enough for the New York Yankees? Trying to win a World Series? The first time since 2009? You look at the Yankees being on par with the Dodgers or the best teams in the National League or even the Tigers at this point? Now, it doesn't mean that they can't get there. And Brian Cashman has made plenty of moves, some good, some awful. So you expect him to try to fortify this roster, but I do not look at this Yankee team as being some be-all, end-all powerhouse in the American League, let alone all of baseball. And the reference point to the World Series last year is great because it did factually happen. But if you watch them play throughout the course of the year, there were two reasons why the Yankees were able to get to the World Series a year ago. Judge and Soto. One of those reasons is no longer here. Now, they could try to do it differently, but it's still looking similar to me and nowhere near good. At least you had the threat of those two guys that could carry you when needed. Now, for all the talk about the depth in that lineup, they just have not gotten it done anywhere near consistently enough, not to mention the stupid stuff that they continue to do that has cost them ball games. Has it been their MO like it was a year ago? Not being buttoned up or playing fundamentally sound? No, maybe not as blatant as it was a year ago. It's still nowhere near where it needs to be talking about a World Series caliber team. And that's what I expect from the New York Yankees. I expect them to build a team, especially coming off of a World Series. They should have gotten better than they did a year ago. Look, they did all they could to retain.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Juan Soto. Can't really fault them for that. But you can't also say that they got better. They're not. They're not better than what they were a year ago. The presence of those two, Judge and Soto in the lineup, was far greater than what it is right now. And the more teams start to now pitch around Aaron Judge, the more it's going to be exposed. Now, hey, if Bellinger turns it around and he starts hitting, great. If Stan can stay healthy and is a legit presence in that lineup, and I don't know, maybe stay in the game, run for himself, maybe that could help out. You'd rather have him come up in that spot and in, what was the 11th inning, instead of Dominguez? Maybe if Volpe could get it going, maybe if Dominguez could pick it up from, I don't know, both sides of the plate, yeah, then things can change. But how many times are we going to sit here in season and talk about potential, potential, as opposed to what is happening? Goldschmidt's cooled off, Grisham's cooled off, Rice is cooled off. Those were the guys that, obviously along with Aaron Judge being otherworldly, those were the guys that carried this Yankee team. And those young guys, the young guys who should be more impactful, top of the order, middle of the order, impact bats, who were all hitting at the bottom of the order, have not been anywhere near what the expectation was. For me, that's the biggest problem and concern with the Yankee team, because that's been a pattern where they have not properly developed their young studs. And I use studs loosely. They should be better than what they are. And we're learning at the major league level with the New York Yankees. And it's okay. Why? Because the rest of the American League stinks? Or there's no real threat in the American League East? Don't look now. Rays are 2.5 games back. Yankees keep this up, can't score any runs. They're going to be out of first place by next week. BT and Sal on the Fan. BT out today. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Antonio starts us off in Houston. What's up, Antonio?
Hey, how you doing, Sal?
Good. How are you?
I got a couple questions, though, regarding the Yankees lineup. Mm-hmm. I know as far as, you know, Giancarlo Stanton's been out. DJ LeMahieu's been out. Josh Chisholm's been out. I know Aaron Judge has been a beast, but right now in all of baseball, they're number three in batting average. Number three in all scores run scores. Number two in home runs.
Yeah, Antonio, that's great. That's great you're watching them. Well, how'd they do the last few games? How come they can't score then? If you're telling me all these numbers are so great, which, hey, that's great. You can't argue the numbers, right? Then how come they can't score? How come they can't score for four straight days? How many innings is it going to take for the Yankees to score a run? They should be great, right? They get the best average, the best OPS.
They should be.
So then explain to me how your stats don't add up to what I've been watching.
I think a lot of it has to do with traveling, getting Stanton back, getting Jazz back, getting guys back into the lineup.
Antonio, those guys have been back. Stanton just came back last night, had a couple of hits, still couldn't score a run.
Jazz talking about he's playing 75%.
No.
Dominguez talking about, the thumb. The guys are banged up. Can't blame them for being banged up.
Okay, so it's injury related. Thank you for the call, Antonio. We appreciate you checking in. It's injury related. Okay. No biggie. No problem, it's injury related. They're all banged up in the lineup. Let's give the Yankees a break. Guys, I don't know how you've gotten so soft here. And it's only a select few Yankee fans. Other fans know exactly what I'm talking about. I don't know how we've gotten so soft on the Yankees. What is this, a pass year? They're just coming back from injury? Jazz Chisholm couldn't hit water if he fell off a boat. Guy thinks he's Babe Ruth. In a big spot, he's whiffing left and right every time. You think Anthony Volpe's been anywhere near what he was supposed to be when the Yankees hyped him up and talked about him being one of the best young shortstops in the game? So now we just sit back and accept, well, yeah, what's he hitting, 250? 240? Volpe, 315 on base, 240? Oh, yeah, he's good to go. Hitting seventh or eighth? Come on. Dave is in Rockville Center. What's up, Dave? Hi, Dave.
Hey, Sal, how you doing?
Good, Dave. How are you? Sal?
I'm glad BT's off so he doesn't jump down my throat. This is not why I called, but what you just said about Chisholm is exactly right. You know, there is no offensive coaching. The New York Yankees, what they do is they spend all their energy on trying to overmanage the pitching staff. But there's no offensive coaching. There's no take sign. There's no stay sign at third base. The Yankees have been getting massacred at home plate with less than two outs for years. Hideki Matsui did it in Game 4 versus the Red Sox in the ALCS. I remember it. They might have won that game if that hadn't happened. So the thing is about the Yankees, they don't practice in the regular season what they need to be ready to do in the postseason. BT says, well, there are no extra innings ghost runners in the postseason. Yeah, but you know what? If I'm the Yankees, I look at the way we've lost the last however many years, and I say, I'm going to bunt that ghost runner 100%
yeah, but they
of the time.
Can't, they can't bunt, Dave. They can't bunt. Yeah. I mean, that was evident last night. The one time they do bunt, Dave, Volpe is bunting to set up the 8 and 9 hitters. Are you out of your mind?
Listen, the Yankees' offensive strategy is based on a flawed premise that it's not possible to induce an error. They think that any ball that's put in play is an automatic out unless it's a home run or it's a sure base hit. If you bunt 100% of the time and practice that, some of those bunts are going to result in errors.
When you
put the ball in play, I mean, Volpe swings at the first pitch. He doesn't get a take sign. It's a critical moment in the game. There's no coaching on the offense. So they don't practice in the regular season what they need to do in the postseason.
That's why
they can't score in the postseason.
I'm not sure about the coaching part of it, Dave, and thank you for the call. And if you have an issue with BT, he'll be back tomorrow. You can talk to him. We'll be in all week together, so you can call and bust BT's chops with that. I'm not going to speak for him. But the Yankees, I'm not going to talk about practicing it. I just know about the execution. You've got to be better than what the Yankees showed last night and what they've showed over the weekend. Now, you want to say that these four games are an outlier, but at first it was, well, it's just a game. And it was, okay, well, I mean, they did lose 5 of 6 of the Red Sox. So it couldn't be just a game or a series. It was just, they lost 2 out of 3. Then they got swept by the Red Sox and looked awful in the process. Boneheaded plays, left around on the base pads, couldn't hit. Judge 1 for 12 with 9 strikeouts. And I'm not going to pick on him because he's a beast. He's the best player I've ever seen. The guy's, he is human. He's not going to hit 450 and have an OPS of 1,600 the whole season. I mean, just not realistic to expect that. And then other teams are going to pitch him even tougher and pitch around him and let the other guys beat him. Some nights maybe they will. Some nights they won't. But it's about winning a World Series. The Yankees are held to a higher standard. They should be because that's the goal. They've already accomplished the sustained success portion of the program. They've been in the playoffs almost every year for the last 30 years. So we know they've got that down pat. Why don't they cut through in the postseason? And prior to last year, with Juan Soto, they haven't gotten to a World Series. And then even the year they did get to a World Series last year, they were exposed badly. To a point where their opponent basically mocked them. Talking about, oh, this team shouldn't be here. Look at the way that they play. They're sloppy, this and that. And you're starting to see some of that creep up yet again. Where Judge being all-world can mask some of that. When Grisham was playing way over his head and Ben Rice playing out of his mind, that can mask some of the other stuff. Last night, it is inexcusable to have 3 different situations, whether the ghost runner is a real thing or not, it doesn't matter. It happens in regular season. I hate it, but it happens in the regular season. 3 times, 9th inning, 10th inning, 11th inning, you have a guy on second base with nobody out. And you can't score him? They couldn't even bunt him to third! Alex is in Middletown. What's up, Alex?
Hey, Sal. How are you?
Good, Alex. How are you?
Good. Real quick, I understand, based on his antics up in Boston, why they shipped Devers out. But having said that, with the Yankees' need at third and for some offensive punch, don't you think it would have been a decent shot at trying to get him?
Yeah, but the Red Sox are never going to trade him to the Yankees. Now, you want to tell me that the Yankees could get involved if the Giants, somebody like, say, Devers not a happy camper there? That might be a different story. Red Sox, there's no... I mean, the Red Sox fan already hates their team for trading Devers, period. If they trade him to the Yankees, they might as well fold up shop.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. All right. Thanks,
yeah,
Bob,
no, thank you for the call, Alex. I mean, it would be the perfect fit. Obviously, Yankees need a third baseman. Devers been a Yankee killer. You can't... I mean, imagine what he would look like in a Yankee uniform. See, to me, though, the problem is deeper than even just that. It sounds great with Devers, right? And you put him in that lineup. Okay, look at it. And even Soto, and that's why I don't want to make it about Soto, but I still believe that their lineup was more dangerous a year ago with Soto and Judge than it is now. But it's not just because of Soto. It's because the guys in that lineup that we expected more from, to almost to a man, Bellinger, Jazz, and then the three young guys, Volpe, Wells, Dominguez. It's why we questioned this lineup coming into the year. What would those guys be? There's a part of my brain that says, wow, this lineup could be lethal if all these guys reach their full potential. And then the other part of me is like, well, we haven't seen them reach their full potential, and they also could be not very good. And we've seen a little bit of both so far this year. But how can you trust consistently the guys in that lineup when we've seen the inconsistencies from the Yankees dating back years? It's time we hold them to a higher standard. They are the New York Yankees.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.